very good afternoon to you. Another little cab boo, this time, this afternoon, from Berkeley Square. Had a busy old morning, coming to the end of my first week up here in London Cabland. Oh, another van just going past there that I know. Anyway, what's it been like my first week? First impressions, I guess, it's been a lot quieter than I was used to 10 years ago. A lot quieter. I guess we're only in February, so it's not a great month, is it? And, of course, we've got, I think it's safe to say, we're in a double-dip recession, aren't we? Are we? I think we are. Well, that's my opinion. Haven't read it anywhere yet, but I did read about the risk of it happening. But, as yet, not actually confirmed. How do you confirm a double-dip recession? What's the definition when we're in a double-dip? Don't know. Anyway, times have changed up here. Black cab drivers, hackney drivers up here in London, giving way to you when you're identified as a private hire vehicle, which is quite easy to spot because we've got the sticker on the front and the back, so they know what we are, and they give way. I'm always making the point that I always acknowledge them because I think that's very important. They seem to be not wanting to work against us so much and carving us up like they perhaps did in the old days. Funny thing was, I think, that they used to identify private hire vehicles in London simply by the odd-looking aerial, very often a mag mount that you'd put on the boot of your car. I remember my very first car when I was doing cabbing for West One, crikey. That was, how old was I? 21? Must have been. 21, 22? Yeah. Anyway, it's a Ford Cortina Mark V. And I had quite a nice sound system in it. It was actually an adapted sort of ghetto blasting thing. And I remember one day coming up to Oxford Circus, it was, and I had to slam on the brakes because somebody decided to cross Regent Street, and all of the speakers, which were only supported, sort of squashed in with cushions on the parcel shelf, they all went flying forward. Crikey, how do I remember that? Don't know. 27 years ago, that was. West One. They're back, aren't they, West One? Yeah, you see them around. They're running the Toyota Priuses, like a lot of cab companies, or mini cab companies, private hire vehicle. Do you know what? What do we call ourselves? The common suggestion, I think, seems to be we're all private hire vehicles. I just find it difficult to... Private hire vehicles. PHVs. I suppose that's okay. We're PHVs, as opposed to mini cabs. Nothing wrong with being a mini cab, though, but I guess it just had a bad perception by virtually everyone. You know, the flashing orange light outside some little shitty office in darkest Harlesden or Brixton or something like that. But goodness me, haven't times moved on? So anyway, thanks go out to all the London hackney drivers for letting me pull out and letting me get away on occasions with murder. I haven't done too many stupid things up here. But bus drivers as well, actually. Bus drivers, they seem to be a lot better these days in London. They seem to let you pull out. They seem to sort of work with you rather than against you. On the whole, there are exceptions to the rule, of course. But I guess there always will be. Well, that's it. We're coming up to my five-minute bulletin. What have I said? Not a lot. It's always a bit of an issue, isn't it, these days, finding somewhere to park, because you've got cameras everywhere, so if you wait on a single yellow, even in Berkeley Square, you're going to get a ticket, aren't you, in the post, even if a warden doesn't put it on it. One warden's been past me already today, and he doesn't mind me waiting on a meter. I don't know if that's the rule. Anyway, we're coming up. I've only got 10 more seconds left. That's it from me. Stay safe wherever you are. Catch you again another time. Bye-bye.